best-selling success book of all time, Think and Grow Rich. Napoleon went on to publish many more motivational books and lectured extensively throughout the United States in succeeding decades. He was enjoying semi-retirement in the 1950s, in his late 60s, when Chicago insurance tycoon W. Clement Stone urged the by-then Dr. Hill to present a number of radio and television lecture programs. Always desirous of teaching his success principles to new audiences, he accepted and put on several such programs throughout America. Dr. Hill and his wife established the Napoleon Hill Foundation in 1962, intending that it would continue to teach his principles after he was gone. He died in 1970, and the foundation they established continues to carry on to this day, spreading his principles throughout the world in scores of languages. I have been a trustee of the foundation since 1997 and its executive director since 2000. A few years ago, I came across the dusty tapes and transcripts of several of Dr. Hill's radio and television lecture programs that had been tucked away in the foundation's archives. They had never been published. Foundation trustees were thrilled to have the opportunity to resurrect them, and thus was born the Napoleon Hill is On the Air series of books. The book you are holding is one in that series, a transcription of weekly radio programs presented in 1952 in Paris, Missouri. How did Napoleon Hill come to give a series of radio interviews in the small town of Paris, Missouri? The answer illustrates one of his 17 principles of success developed in his 20 years of research. The principle is that every adversity carries with it the seed of an equivalent advantage. Dr. Hill had put on a seminar in St. Louis, Missouri, a large city on the Mississippi River, which had turned out to be unprofitable. More money was spent promoting it than was received in attendance fees. However, a longtime follower of Dr. Hill, Bill Robinson, a businessman in Paris, Missouri, was in the audience and was inspired to invite Dr. Hill to put on a series of lectures in Paris. Paris at that time was a town of only 1,400 people. It is located in rural northeastern Missouri, on the central fork of the Salt River, far from any major metropolitan areas. St. Louis, the nearest large city, is approximately 135 miles away. Young people were leaving Paris for greater employment opportunities in bigger cities. Robinson was worried about the decline of the town and arranged to have nearly 100 townspeople attend the series of lectures over several weeks. They would be broadcast on local radio, and Dr. Hill would receive $10,000. There were skeptics in Paris who thought the lectures would be little more than a medicine show, but Dr. Hill soon won them over with his powerful messages. Following these inspirational broadcasts, many Paris citizens banded together in discussion groups. A local minister presented a series of sermons based upon Dr. Hill's teachings. A number of new businesses, as many as 10 by one account, sprouted in this small town as a direct result of the lectures. A year after the broadcasts, Dr. Hill said that an elderly Paris resident told him that nothing had come to that community within the past 50 years which had made such a profound impression on so many of the people as had been made by the teaching of my philosophy. A movie titled A New Sound in Paris was made, documenting the changes that were brought about in that small community by Dr. Hill's lectures. It was seen by hundreds of thousands of people and helped to spread the success principles taught by Dr. Hill. Unfortunately, it appears to have been lost to history. Napoleon Hill loved Paris. It was wholesome, small-town America. Mark Twain had been born nearby, in Florida, Missouri, and his books reflected the Midwestern culture of honesty, determination, and hard work. Beloved American artist Norman Rockwell painted a famous picture of the bustling local newspaper office in Paris in 1946 that appeared in the Saturday Evening Post. The wandering Salt River, with its three forks, beautified the area and ultimately poured into the mighty Mississippi. One fork passed under one of the few covered bridges ever built in Missouri. Napoleon Hill once said, "The path of least resistance makes all rivers, and some men, crooked."